Hey, Drew Parrish, come up here, buddy. Hobble up here, Drew Parrish. Limp up here, Drew Parrish. We just got back, 11 of us guys, from a very sweet time, very difficult and very sweet time on a men's retreat. We had the women's deal was like painting and food in a living room, right? Why didn't we do that? That would have been easier. So I wanted Drew just to give us a testimony report on what happened.
Yeah, so 11 of us went out to Arkansas, and we spent 3 days in the wilderness. It was very challenging for some of us more than others. It's funny because a couple of the guys who had told me beforehand, like, you know, I'm really, really concerned that I'm going to have a lot of problems out there, did great and were in great spirits, and I don't think they're even sore when they got back. And then others of us who thought we would do pretty well didn't. So the first day we got there, we hiked just under 2.5 miles to camp, which was not too terrible. And then the second day we did, I believe we did 13 miles the second day and about 4,200 feet of elevation gain. And the third day we did 13.5 miles and about 2,000 feet or 2,200 feet of elevation gain. So a lot of hiking with big heavy packs on. We crossed some rivers, went up. They're called hills, but when you're going up them, it's a mountain. There's really no way around it. It was such a blessing to just be out there with guys that love the Lord. And so the hiking was definitely a challenge, but being around a campfire at night, just talking about the Lord, was such a blessing to me. Unfortunately, my phone, when we got back to the cars, wouldn't come on, and I didn't get it fixed till last night. So I haven't really got to decompress with a lot of people yet to see what the Lord did on an individual, for people individually. So I'm going to talk about my experience and what the Lord did for me. So before we went out, I was praying for everybody individually. I left myself off that list and just prayed for everybody else, that the Lord would meet them and encounter them, and that he would move mightily. And then there's just something about being a man and being out in the woods. I don't know what it is, but it's just good for the soul. So day two of our hike, we had about 4 miles left to go, and my knee started swelling. And I realize I'm not physically what I was, you know, like 10 years ago, but I still felt pretty good about my ability to go out and hike and carry a pack. But my knee started swelling, and it was really painful, and I knew we still had 4 miles to go, so I just kind of hung to the back and kind of went at my own pace and made it back to camp. Started taking ibuprofen, more than probably what's good for me, to try to get the swelling down, and just prayed. I think that was the day, I think Eric prayed for my leg maybe back at camp. Felt good the next morning, got up and made it probably 2 or 3 miles, and it just started swelling again. And then I don't want to use really dramatic terms, but it was almost unbearable. It was so painful. It was like childbirth. Yeah. It really was. Several of the guys said that I know what it's like now. And my wife's a midwife, so I feel like I have a good grasp on what childbirth is like. I've seen it happen a few times, and they... So anyway, I'm going to need a place to stay tonight. So I'm in so much pain. I've got my trekking poles right, and I'm using them literally like crutches, trying not to put weight on my leg. I can't keep up with anybody. Chris and Troy stayed back with me and walked behind me to make sure I didn't fall behind, and they were probably just barely moving at our pace the way it felt. But I was so blessed by them, and I could hear them praying for me sometimes and trying not to make me feel bad, but also just trying to encourage me, like, man, just take a break if you need a break. And about, I think it was around noon, a little after, on our third day, it just started pouring rain. For 2 hours straight, just came down like a shower. And then the rest of the day it rained as well. But those 2 hours, it was really bad. So we're going through mud. Our packs at this point are ridiculous. I'm literally like dumping coffee grounds out of my pack just to try to lighten it, like anything I can. And we get to about the 5 mile mark, like 5 miles left, or we thought 5 miles left. It was a little longer. And the Lord just starts dealing with me. And everybody around me, all these guys are just like, what can we do? Like, what do you need from it? Let me take your tent. Somebody took my tent. Somebody took my bedroll, like taking some weight off my pack. My trekking pole got stuck when I was crossing a river and broke. And Chris was like, oh, here, take one of mine. And so I didn't want to do it, but I'm like, I can't really move without it. And anyway, the Lord just started dealing with me. And I started remembering that one of the things that I'd been praying for everybody was the ability that we would be able to carry each other's burdens while we're out there. And actually another guy on the first day and some of the second, he was really struggling as well, just because he had been so sick and was still kind of sick, and that elevation was really bad. And so we had done the same thing. We split up his weight, and that night laying in my tent, I was praying. I'm just saying, thank you, Lord, that I've had the strength to be able to carry somebody's burdens. And so anyway, I'm in the rain and I'm just praying and listening to the Lord. And the Lord is reminding me, like, you asked for the ability to carry each other's burdens, but you're not willing to let anybody carry yours. And I was so convicted of my pride and just, I want to be that guy that'll carry your burdens, but I don't want you to carry mine. Like, I want to do that on my own. And so for a while, I'm just struggling with this. And finally, the front of the group had kind of stopped it, and I got everybody together. And I just confessed that and said, look, I have so much pride that I don't want to ask you guys for help. But honestly, I don't feel like I can make it back to the truck. I don't think I can make it these last 5 miles. And they just came around me and started praying for me and said, take your pack off. I don't know who all did it, but they took turns carrying my pack. So they had their pack on their back and my pack on their front. And they just did that between each other for the last several miles. And it was so humbling to me to be the one that needed to ask for help. Because I don't want to ask for help. I want to do it on my own. I tell this story sometimes, but when I was 12 years old, my uncle told me, like, if you ever need to ask for help, it's an insult to your character. And I've kind of held on to that, you know. And this is not the first time, believe it or not, that I've had to deal with pride. I'm sure it won't be the last. But for me, like, that was what the Lord did for me out in the woods, was just to help me see the beauty of the body of Christ. And even still, I mean, the pain was still so bad even without the pack, but getting back. And I remember I was listening. I don't even know who it was. I could hear somebody praying for me behind me. And I just was thanking the Lord, like, how kind of a God do we have that even though he has the power to heal, is willing to let us suffer so that we can know him deeper. Like, that's such an act of kindness. And I was so blessed by that. And I'm still in a lot. And actually now my knee still hurts, but so my foot hurts also. So I'm getting it on both sides. It's really funny. Jonathan sent me a picture of an old man using a walker this morning. And that pretty much sums up how I feel. But I know other people were blessed. I know, Matt Osborne said something I think was really great when we were wrapping up the trip. He said, I've been asking the Lord, like, where are the men of God? Where are the men who love the Lord? And, like, we just saw it on this trip, the hearts of everybody being vulnerable with each other. Like, we have such a great group of men in this body who lead their families well and who pursue the Lord and who are willing to be humble. I'm not talking about myself, but just everybody, like, willing to ask for help and willing to get it wrong in order to be corrected and know the Lord deeper. So it's such a beautiful time Are you sore, Jonathan? Yeah,
so that was me. The picture of the walker was with
me. Oh, okay, that was
walking
you
up there. So just wanted to take a moment to sew that in. It's just, it was a camping trip, and it was fun. Hey, guys, welcome back from your honeymoon. It's good to have you. But it was so much fun to be together, but really it was, there's a sweetness when brothers and sisters dwell together in unity, and it's like oil on the beard, and there's a revelation of Christ at a deeper level when we fellowship like that. So camping trips, hang out. We'll do that again. We have more coming up in the spring and all that, but just a good reminder of the Lord speaking through community and our fellowship together.